around spirited practice yesterday out in Owings Mills. What happened and how did it go down?
Yeah, we had our first official fight of training camp, and actually, this was the last day that it's technically training camp out in Owings Mills yesterday, so it took us the entire camp to get one. But it seemed innocent enough. There was a 11-on-11 drill going on, and Arthur Jones, the defensive tackle who's battling for a starting job, was locked up with rookie center Gino Gradkowski. And before you know it, those two wrestled to the ground, and all of a sudden they both started swinging. Everyone kind of swarmed them a little bit, and then the next second you look over, and like five defensive players led by Bernard Pollard were jumping on top of Ja Reed, who was out there right tackle. And, everyone kind of ran in. Some people were trying to pull people off the pile. Other people were trying to get a few shots in because it looks like they'd been waiting for one of these for a while. But then business back as usual. They went to the regular sidelines. I know Ray Rice came over and called out your colleague Jerry Coleman and said he was hoping that he would have jumped into the fray. And, it was good. And they went right back. John Harbaugh got them keep moving quickly. I think within 30 seconds, they ran the next play, and nothing really happened from there. And I don't know if it was planned or not, but Harbaugh ended practice by having Michael Orr and Terrence Cody try to catch a Sam Cook punt. And the reward was, no afternoon of meetings. So both those players were able to make the catch, and everyone left in high spirits. So it looks like, I don't know if that was a calculated move or not by Harbaugh, but, the heated practice wrapped up on a fun note.
Matt, would you say, just because of the practice the day before where Rob and I were at, it was so lackluster and no intensity or passion at all?
You had to start the drill all over again.
Right. Do you think that John Harbaugh, prior to practice or that night in meetings, added fuel to the fire to get them going and wanted a spirited practice that next day?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. And, I don't know how everything came into place, but, I have noticed that Gino Gradkowski, for whatever reason, he's got into a few, near scuffles, it looked like. I know he's had a couple with Terrence Cody. And, if you look at the players who were involved in the fight at first, it was Gino and Arthur Jones, two guys who were trying to fight for something, and things just kind of escalated from there. But, it looks like the way everyone kind of gleefully jumped into this thing, and, it looked like guys were looking for a release. You hear any time a fight like this happens, they talk about just, getting tired of seeing the same faces and going up against the same guys, and it was a little bit of a release. But whether it was intended or not, I think it got, John the results he wanted. It was a good practice. He definitely wanted to get the tempers up heading into their second preseason game. And, it looks like, there's nothing really to read into it too much in terms of, what it means. It's just these sort of things happen, as you guys know.
Hey, with Matt Venzel from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Matt, you talked about the Arthur Jones battling for a starting position. You've been out there every day. What are some of the more intriguing battles that you've witnessed this summer?
Well, no question the most intriguing has been the kicker battle. This kid from Texas, Justin Tucker
yeah,
has just been absolutely lights out. He's probably attempted, about 90 field goals, I think we have him at now, and he's only missed five. And he boomed one from 63 yards in M&T Bank Stadium at that open practice in front of 20,000 fans. So he's definitely getting noticed. And, kind of hasn't done poorly. I know he missed a couple shorter kicks this week that kind of got everyone's paying a little closer attention to that. But, he's done well, but it's just a question of Tucker coming in and kicking lights out to actually make this, a legit competition, it looks like. And, I think most of these spots are settled, but there are some interesting battles. Jimmy Smith and Kerry Williams, it looks like for now Kerry Williams is going to be able to hold off Jimmy Smith just because Jimmy struggled with injuries. I know he missed a couple of practices where he left early, and then he missed a week or so of practice with a back issue. We mentioned Arthur Jones and Pernell McPhee at defensive end. Those two, have both missed time as well. McPhee missed the start of training camp. Arthur Jones missed about a week. But, the thing with those battles is that we can talk about all they want, but it really comes down to the situations. The Ravens are going to be in the nickel a lot, so we're going to see both, Jimmy Smith and Kerry Williams, and how Arthur and Pernell McPhee are going to be used. That all depends, on the situation as well. And then, offensively, they're still trying to set up, settle out the offensive line. They say it's a competition between McKinney and Orr for who starts at left tackle, but I think, you know, whatever shakes out at right tackle is going to, you know, determine what happens there more so. And then, you know, when it comes to the running backs, that's the sort of thing that's going to be decided in the preseason games, whoever kind of takes charge for the two roster spots behind Ray Rice.
Matt, the thing that I want to see tomorrow night, number one, is Upshaw going to play? Because I want to see him play, and he probably won't play with the shoulder on. You know, that's one thing. And the other thing is if you put your five best offensive linemen out there, and this is what I want to see tomorrow night. I want to see if how McKinney responds. He played all right in that first game. See, I think KO is one of the best offensive linemen they have. Is he better than Bobby Williams? So then if McKinney is good, does he start at the left tackle? You put Orr back at the right tackle, and is KO better than Bobby Williams? So I think those are all questions that they have to have figured out. And wouldn't you agree that the team that comes out and lines up in the third preseason game, that is the team that's going to be starting, unless there's injury, against the Bengals on the Monday night game?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think you're right. I mean, they really want to get this line settled. I mean, obviously they need to figure out who the best five are. But, you know, as we saw last year in training camp, you know, Matt Burke was injured some, Marshall Yonda was injured some, and, you know, McKinney was added late, and they really weren't able to get 100% in terms of that, the chemistry and cohesion. And that's why they were kind of up and down at some points early in the year. But no, you said it well, Vinny. I mean, I think really they're trying to figure out what to do with KO. I mean, they definitely love the fact that he's versatile. I mean, he's been a right tackle. And then when Bobby Williams was out this week, they plugged him in at left guard with the ones that, you know, kind of see how he will do there. And he's been pretty impressive. I don't know how he's going to translate to guard, but, you know, when Bobby Williams was out, they had Michael Orr at right tackle and McKinney at left tackle. And I thought that was going to be, you know, the sign that that's what they were sticking with. They kind of threw a curveball yesterday and they went back to Orr at left tackle and McKinney with the twos. But, you know, I think they're pretty much just trying to see what they have in those guys just to kind of make their final decision. But, you know, I would be surprised if that third preseason game rolls around and Bryant McKinney wasn't at left tackle and Michael Orr wasn't at right tackle. And the question is, as you said, is it going to be Bobby Williams or is it going to be KO at left guard? And, you know, they might start off the season with Bobby Williams at left guard, but, you know, if KO continues to, you know, to learn the game more, I mean, there's no questioning his, you know, size and strength. I mean, he just stonewalls guys. You know, if he's able to make that transition, he could be pressing Bobby Williams, but, you know, we'll see how things shake out. And as we know, it only takes one injury for kind of that plan to go awry.
There he is, Matt Vinsel, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.